We've certainly come back a long way from what we were expecting in September and even in October. As you said, harvest has started, and it's a long way behind where it was this time last year and even the year before that, probably about 3 to 4 weeks behind in a lot of areas because of the long, cold and extended spring. But the cold spring, of course, has caused major reductions in our crop forecast because of the multiple frosts that occurred through many areas of the state, from Myling to Dumbleyung, through the Eastern Wheat Belt, through the Lakes region and the Mallee region of Esperance. And that's been quite severe. And as I said, it wasn't one frost, it was actually multiple frosts, which had a cumulative effect of knocking individual crops around very, very significantly. And it, we're very sad on their behalf to hear that they've suffered some big losses. But across the board, it means that the cream of the Western Australian crop has been taken out by these multiple frosts.
And taken out by how much, according to your figures?
We were getting close to around 18 million tonnes in early September when conditions were looking particularly good. We knew that there was a threat of frost, but we could only hope and pray it didn't happen. And now we're down to about 15 million tonnes. So we've taken 3 million tonnes off the expected tonnage at this point.
So that's 3 million down from September, or 1.5 million down from last month. And
yes,
looking through the individual commodities, it seems barley's really been that commodity that's taken the hit.
Yes, but barley's been affected quite badly. So we've got wheat down at about 9 million tonnes. That's about a 13% reduction on our October forecast, with the majority of that reduction coming in the Kwinana zone and the Esperance zone. Barley is down by 16% to about 2.7 million tonnes. That's coming through the Albany Kwinana zones, with the Esperance zone also being affected a little bit, mainly through a quantity, of course. Canola has actually gone up. We've actually increased the potential for canola to produce grain, and we've gone for 1.7 million tonnes, which is about 2% more than the October forecast. And that's mainly in the Geraldton zone, where harvest is happening at the moment. We've got some real data to look at, and yields have been underestimated in most paddocks by most people. So it's canola is going to be the standout crop this year as far as yield and quality is concerned. And we're hoping that increase, that underestimation of yield will be found throughout the Western Australian grain belt as it continues. Oats we've also increased just slightly because oats tend to be a bit more resilient to frost and weren't at quite the susceptible stage as barley in particular was. And lupins have also increased slightly by about 6% because the production in the northern wheat belt has been particularly good along with the canola. So we believe that lupin production will rise accordingly.
Alan, the figures that GEWA have put out, they are different to the CBH expected figures. Is that due to the grain that isn't going through the CBH system?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, what they've been in the same way that ABS produces their crop data. We're looking at whole farm production. So we take account of the need to retain seed, take a bit of a stab at how much is traded outside of the CBH network, whether it's farmer to farmer or whether it's to other industries like live stock feeders and so on. So we're looking at whole farm production, which is somewhere between 1.2 to 1.5 million tonnes or thereabouts per annum, which is traded out or needed outside of the CBH system. So we shouldn't be comparing CBH's forecast with ours because they're only looking at what they're going to receive.
You mentioned that you were hoping that some farmers would go into paddocks and perhaps get some nice surprises. Looking forward to the December forecast, though, do you think that perhaps some farmers will get into paddocks and find some nasty ones as well?
Well, this is the unfortunate thing with the impact of frost. If you walk across a paddock which has been frost affected, you can move from areas of devastation to areas that have been badly affected, and then as you move up a slope, particularly an east-facing slope, you can actually end up with virtually no damage at all. So it's very hard to know what paddock averages are going to be, although in some cases, of course, it's quite obvious that they're going to be terrible. But to a large extent, we really don't know, and I guess it depends on whether you're an optimist or a pessimist as to whether you've recorded a certain figure, a certain amount of damage in any particular paddock, and whether that means as you harvest the paddock, you might get a pleasant surprise. We'd like to think so. Most people are quite conservative with these things, but unfortunately, the amount of damage, as I mentioned earlier, really isn't known until we actually get headers across paddocks, and then we'll have an idea. So by the December forecast, in a month's time, harvest will have started through most of the Great Southern, being quite an advanced stage, and we'll have a much better idea of the extent of the damage at that point.